Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu. where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. March wheat in Kansas City opened at 393.5, down 4 on the open. July, 395, down 4.5. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 340.5, down 2.75 on the open. May, 351, down 3.5. July, 360.5, down 4. September, 370, down 3.5. December, 383.5, down 3 on the open. March corn opened at 216, down 2.75 on the open. May, 226, down 3. July, 235, down 3. September, 243.5, down 1.75. December, 253, down 2.75. March, 259, down 2.5 on the open. March oats opened at 191, down 1 on the open. May, 190, down 2. March soybeans open at 586.5, down 7.75 on the open. May, 599, down 7.75. July, 609, down 7.5. August, 613.5, down 6. November, 620, down 9.5 on the open. March soybean meal open at 182.50, down 2.50 on the open. May, 184.80, down $3. March soybean oil open at 22.10, down 25 on the open. May, 22.50, down 29. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle open at 110.30, up 47.5 on the open. May at 111.40, up 20. February live cattle open at 93.55, down 5 on the open. April 91.57.5, unchanged. February lean hogs open at 56.15, up 20 on the open. April, 61.90, up 7.5. May, 66.30, up 2.5. June, 69.15, unchanged on the open. And February pork bellies open at 76.10, up 12.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
The phone's ringing this morning about soybeans.
Well, we've been very busy from, all winter here with the markets. We're seeing, the markets are trading lower in the major pits in Chicago and also over in the Mercantile Exchange. The last time I looked, the general feeling here is that there was a bullseye last night in the big producing area of the dry area of Argentina. That Santa Fe area, southern Buenos Aires, all did pick up some good moisture. We have to tip the hat to Charlie Notice of Freeze Notice for coming out earlier in the week with a wetter forecast than the other weather meteorologists that we watch all came in on board, and we saw on the live weather radar this morning some excellent rains. And the market is trading in a downtrend now in soybeans. It started at 594, and we are still in an uptrend on corn. But that would change on our computer around the 211.5 to 212 area basis the March.
So soybeans gap this morning under the 150-day moving averages. Paul, what do you think the downside potential of the trading range might be
at
this point?
Well, it depends on if we go on and basically are rust-free in South America, and we go and get these good rains in South America, and we also see an acreage increase here, and we start flirting with those ideas of a 500 million plus carryover this year and maybe a 600 million carryover next year, that all adds up to some very low soybean prices. Our opinion is that the farmer still owns a large percentage of the crop, maybe even too much of the share right now, and the basis levels in South America all indicate that they're going to be very aggressive sellers in the days and weeks to come.
Might it be fair to say that perhaps, just perhaps, the bottom range of that soybean trade might be around 565, at least for the moment?
I think it could be, and, you know, we're also seeing from some think tank advisory people that, you know, you could even tease the $5 a bushel mark.
You were saying about the corn, the trend's still up, it could change, and you're looking at some key technical points there. What are you in particular, again, keeping an eye on?
Well, we do know that the commodity funds are extremely long, and we don't know when the index funds are going to be coming back into the marketplace. The general impression is that we still have a very large carryover. Our impression is that the Sparks people are, in their survey of basically 2.5 million acre reductions on the larger side. Our idea is probably close to a million, million and a half, 8 million acres smaller. And if that would come in, we could also see the market not be as supportive as it is right now.
December corn in better shape technically than the lead March option?
I don't think we could make that characterization right now. I'm a big fan of, from studies that I did, the reliability of a trend is more so in the front end, and that's the reason why you have the big index funds and the big commodity funds always trade in the nearby instead of the deferred. At some point in time, the December will follow the old crop, and we use the nearby contracts because there's a little more stability there, and you get better fills, but usually one will follow the other.
All right, then, in the old crop March lead option, what are the downside technical objectives then?
Well, of course, if we do break the 212 area, I would assume that we could go down in the 205, $2 to 205 area. Our general impression is that there is some value, economic value in corn, being ethanol feeding and also hopefully some pickup in export interest. We're also seeing the Chinese government possibly restricting export sales of corn in the future. That's been talked about for 5 years, but we do see their internal price of corn in China, $4 a bushel or plus, and as a result of that, they have clamped down on major exporting of corn into the world market.
Let's talk about the cash then for a moment. We did notice that there was a lot of sales made when this run-up that we've seen in the last several days, but we're getting indications that quite a bit of it was made against the carry and that the pipeline may not be as full as one might believe. What are you hearing?
Well, it's a two-edged sword. Number one, in Iowa, we understand the country elevator is buying corn and turning around and selling it in the deferred, trying to pick up some carry. We also know that the transportation is hard to move. The transportation is still being taxed to the limit, both rail and barge traffic. My general impression is that we are even seeing some piles moving, and our impression is that at some point in time, the mathematicians, statisticians are going to say that somewhere along the line that the end user is going to have an upper advantage, and sometimes we might not see the basis improve like we have in the historic past, mainly because of the transportation being such a problem. We're also picking up that probably there will be an expansion in country elevator storage capacity, and also farmers are also looking at that possibility as well. All in all, there is a strong carry in the market, and it does look like that's going to continue here for a while. the trouble is that the basis just isn't paying the bills right now.
Over in the wheat market, it's softer today again. I think it's the third session in a row where we're seeing softer prices there. Is the official Cooley trend indicator down in the wheat?
Well, no, it's still up. As long as it stays above 330 in the March contract, that's a factor. The other factor is it still the weather forecasters are still dry in the winter wheat growing areas of the West. There is even talk about abandonment in the marketplace. Of course, you can always, basically plow in that crop, and there's always availability of planting soybeans on those acres at some point in time. Our general impression is that the soybean, the wheat market is very tricky now, and this trend is still up. Basically, it's been putting in a pretty good performance. Still very popular, being long Kansas City and short Chicago.
Thanks much, Paul.
Have a nice one.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Let's go ahead and get you up to date with the current tick. Kansas City March wheat now at 391.25, down 6.25. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 339.5, down 3.75. May, 350.5, down 4. March corn, 216.75, down 2. May, 227, down 2. July, 236, down 2. December, 254, down 1.75. March soybeans, 586.5, down 7.75. May, 598.5, down 8.25. July at 608, down 8.5. November, 621.5, down 8. March soybean meal, 182.20, down 280. March soybean oil, 22.26, down 9. On the Merck, March feeder cattle, 109.85, up 2.5. February live cattle, 93.10, down 45. February lean hogs, 55.87.5, down 7.5. Outside markets, the CRB at 347.74 is off 92 cents. Goldman Sachs at 451.85 is off 207. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now, 10 o'clock, 10:01.